Take me to heart. She's the queen, and she will forever have an impact on my soul. I know millions of people have heard her music, and she's going to forever be remembered. And
nobody. I loved her dignity and all she did. And her love of God made her who she is.
When she sang, you had to feel it inside your heart and soul because she was very uplifting. Her music brought joy to everybody.
Her music was absolutely inspirational.
She was there arm in arm with Martin Luther King. And when she did respect, that went a long way.
Well, Steve, we've called upon the world and the Steve Harvey Nation. And now we have a special guest. She is Detroit and Philly radio legend, Miss Frankie Darcell.
Good morning, Steve, Carla, Shirley, Tommy. Good morning, Junior. Steve, wow. We were just talking about Aretha the other day. And you know, I found it interesting. You crossed my mind when you said the other day that God's will be done. What a legacy. We're all going to make our transition, Steve. You know, we've got a birth date and a death date. And in that middle there is that dash. What a life to rehash of Aretha Franklin. You know, she could have lived anywhere on the globe, and she chose to continue to live here in the city of Detroit. And, of course, our hearts are heavy. We pray for her family. And nothing like losing a parent and to lose, you know, your mom. So we pray for her children and her family and extended family. She is the queen of soul. But Steve, you know, I would share with you as well that not only was she the queen of soul, but the work that her father, C.L. Franklin, did on behalf of not only the citizens of the city of Detroit, but around the world, and working with Dr. King and others, she too was a part of that civil rights movement. Now that we think about her life to rehash, we think about who Aretha Franklin really was, not only the queen of soul. And I said the other day, she's the queen of soul to the world, but she's also family to us. You know, she will be missed, but she has left just a huge example of what our young artists should be, how they could tap into her greatness. And of course, her legacy that she leaves here in the city of Detroit. And you know what, Steve, thank you as well. Everybody's talking about her passing, but just the way that you're doing what you're doing in celebrating her life, her loves, and her legacy. So, you know, on behalf of the city, you know, we just thank you for telling the world what they already knew, but reminding them this morning.
R.I.P. Queen of Soul.
This is a farewell. Missy Elliott says something really smart. She was, after she sent her prayers up, she said, refer back to my text. And Missy Elliott had text that we've got to take time out to honor these legends while they live in. So to the Queen of Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Who was such a fan of mine, and I'm a fan of hers. And, you know, we've talked many times. And in case you're young and a millennial, I don't care. I don't care who you are. You should know who Aretha Franklin
is. You
should. Yes.
You should.
So just let me help you understand.
She's a national treasure.
See, a national treasure. She is the Queen of Soul.
Yes, sir.
Just like James Brown was the godfather of soul. This the Queen of Soul.
And boy, could she.
But do you understand that if it was no Aretha Franklin, there would be no Mary J. Blige?
Yes.
That there would be no Anita Baker? That there would be no Whitney? Do you know that there would be no Erykah Badu? There would be no Jill Scott. There would be no Vivian Green. There would be no Beyonce. There would be no Layla Hathaway. There would be no Yolanda Adams. There would not be no Kim Burrell. There would be no Chaka Khan. I can go down the list. There would be no Emotions.
You naming some great ones.
I'm telling you, and all these girls I'm naming to you can sing.
Yes. Ooh, what?
And you know where they got it from? From the Queen of Soul.
Yes.
Her daddy was all that up in Detroit.
Yes.
You now listen to me. There are other icons in this world still living. Patti LaBelle, still here.
What?
Gladys Knight, still here. But do you understand Diana Ross? Let me just get you to understand what we're really talking about. We're just talking about sheer greatness at the rawest level. Take all the technology out, and all these people I just named to you can still flat out sing.
Hello. True that.
Now, if your name ain't on this list, I just forgot. There are some names I probably forgot. You know, some great female vocalists out there, the Sade's and
Anita Baker.
And doggone, oh, Lord have mercy,
Faith
Levesey.
Evans. Yes.
You know, Faith Evans.
Yeah,
you know, it's some girls out here that I left off the list. And it wasn't to show you any disrespect at all. I'm just telling you.
Fantasia.
Oh, don't get me started.
Fantasia can give her career to Aretha Franklin.
Yes, she can.
Come on.
Yes. Say that,
you
Steve say Harvey.
But I tell you what, Fantasia will tell you that.
Yes, she will.
Because they got it. Ciara got it. Mm-hmm. They got it. Janet Jackson would not exist without Aretha Franklin. I just saw Beyonce live. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce right now, the greatest living female artist in terms of showmanship and singing, the whole package, I've never seen a more talented person than Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Now,
the girl's bad.
Now, when you start talking about singing, hold up. Now, we got to get on over here and start talking about Aretha Franklin. You got to get over here, you got to start talking about Whitney. Anita Baker.
Yeah.
You got to get over here and talk about Layla Hathaway, because that girl can sing, man. But you got to talk about Gladys and Patty and the diva of all divas, Diana.
Diana.
Look, man, Aretha Franklin, God bless you.